There's more talk about blood tests. In particular, this story is about women and blood tests looking for genetic variants that might indicate increased risk of certain types of cancer. Are we really making headway in this regard, or is it just something they talk about as theoretically being out in the open?
Right now, it's more of a theoretical situation. In fact, this particular study, which was published in Nature Genetics, the purpose of the study was to look at women who had ovarian cancer compared to those that did not. And they used what was known as it's called the genome-wide association study, meaning they looked at the chromosomes in each of these women and asked the question, are there differences in these genes and on subsections of these genes or genomes that would help us identify those women that are most susceptible for, in this case, ovarian cancer? And they found that there were five areas on five different chromosomes and at five genomes that they found that had been linked to women in terms of their ovarian cancer. But the problem was is that even if the woman had these five different variants, the susceptibility of developing ovarian cancer, that is being able to predict whether they were going to have ovarian cancer and catch them early, was still extremely low. So the test itself was not something to be able to say, okay, you're going to get ovarian cancer and we're absolutely 100% certain that it's going to happen. Therefore, we can treat you early, monitor you early, and prevent the disease. So that's not what happened. But the importance of this is akin to understanding how ovarian cancer develops. And each of these particular areas on the chromosomes is responsible for producing a particular protein. And understanding that, if the other analogy is when you're building a house, there are plans to build a house. You need to have specific inventory. You need to have specific people working on different areas of the house. And if you understand the whole recipe to make the house, you then can go ahead and build it. Well, same thing for ovarian cancer. If you understand the entire recipe that leads to ovarian cancer by taking into account all the things that are needed to build it, then you can then you have a better understanding of how the disease works and be able to stop it in whatever step it takes to get there. And that's what this research is doing. It took them 3 years to identify these five areas. They're going to continue to look for more and more of these particular areas to try to build that house, to try and get a good idea of where this is going to lead. So in terms of a blood test, Steve, not really, but in terms of understanding how the disease works, that's where the importance lies in this study.
Okay, thank you, doctor.